Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 25th, and the whole week ahead. Now Mercury is going to move into Pisces. It's the start of a most tumultuous time, and potentially a very positive one too. Because Mercury, it presages the very big eclipse occurring tomorrow. I want you to look in my book, You Can Change Your Life, and read all about the ninth house, because this is a time of great opportunity about to open up for you. And here's your Sunday stars. It's a solar eclipse and it's in the sign of Pisces, and that means basically you're at the very beginning of tremendous change, and I think for the best. The important thing to understand with a solar eclipse is it eclipses the past. And if you're a Cancerian who knows that they've got to let go, then all well and good. But if you try to resist what you know you must do for good change, then you will lose out. And here's your Monday stars. The next 6 months are going to be so important to you with that solar eclipse. It's changing your life. It's opening up your world in so many ways. And it's aided and abetted by a whole load of energy from the sign of Aries, which for you means career change, career opportunity. But it also means that you've got to take a chance. These next few months will really be good for the adventurous Cancerian. And here's your Tuesday stars. The little old moon in the 10th house gives you a chance to just stand back and reflect upon your life. What do you want to happen? What do you want to change? What do you want to go? Do you know what? You've got the power within you with the planets around you to make the changes you need. You have your destiny in your own hands, and if you use it well, you'll go far. And here's your Wednesday stars. An excellent day now to consider your career options and look at where you are or where you wish to go. For some of you, it could mean a complete change in your outlook and what you're focused on. It could also mean that you need to change your look and present yourself in a different way. Because the minute you walk through the joint, then you can be somebody's, perfect dream. And we're talking about professionally here. Here's your Thursday stars, beautiful Sun conjunct Neptune. This is so good, especially if you're a Cancerian who has morals and scruples and principles and you want to make the world a better place. This is about going on some kind of crusade, but it also means that you need to be aware that some people aren't all they are cracked up to be. But for you, I want you to pursue something now that is part of your conscience, part of your being. And if you do that now, boy, will you feel good. And here's your Friday stars. With Jupiter's opposition to Uranus, there's all kinds of things that can occur and happen for you now. You know, you are master of or mistress of your own destiny at this time. It doesn't mean rushing into things. Things won't just dissipate and disappear. You've got 6 months to make the changes you wish to make in your life. And nothing is going to be taken away from you so long as you think things through and focus on what you want. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.